You're listening to SBS News.
While the nation is in its worst economic crisis in close to a century, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is hinting more help could be on the way.
These cuts put more money into people's pockets, and more money into people's pockets means more spending, and more spending means more jobs. But these are still under consideration, so I don't want to, you know, add to the detailed speculation. You'll have to wait to budget.
But the opposition is still attacking the government for cutting back on support while unemployment rises. Here's Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers.
Australians are petrified by what's going on, and in some ways with good reason. They're unwilling or they're unable to spend in the economy. We do need to get consumption going again. Consumption was a problem even before COVID-19, but it's a massive problem now.
In the final question time until next month, opposition leader Anthony Albanese again grilled Prime Minister Scott Morrison on why the government is tapering back its wage subsidy scheme.
Why is the Prime Minister cutting JobKeeper, cutting JobSeeker and cutting wages at the very time that Australia has plunged into the worst recession in almost a century?
Mr. Speaker, the government has committed and already, Mr. Speaker, provided unprecedented record support. Correct. To ensure that we keep as many Australians in jobs as possible, we keep as many businesses open as possible.
While in the Senate, Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck was censured because of his handling of the aged care crisis. Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong again called on the minister to resign, but Richard Colbeck is digging in.
This minister has ignored warning after warning, failed to plan, failed to act urgently, and as a result, he has lost the confidence of the Australian people and the confidence of the Senate. So I ask this minister, when will you resign?
Again, I reject the premise of Senator Wong's question. And what I will do is what I've said I will do in previous questions during question time today. I will continue to work in the interests of senior Australians. I will continue to bring reforms forward to government, as I have done during my tenure.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is also standing by Minister Colbeck.
We stand with our colleague, Senator Colbeck, who is doing a very good job in a very challenging area, in a very difficult context. Every death from COVID-19 is a tragedy, and we do send our condolences to affected families and loved ones. We continue to work, and Senator Colbeck continues to work day and night to safeguard the most vulnerable in the community.
Parliament will return next month for the budget in early October, and you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.